we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. Thank you for your attendance at DSC's Convention and Expo. Because of you, the vital conservation, education, and advocacy work of Dallas Safari Club will march on. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and it's, man, so good to have you back here. Good to be here with you. My favorite time of the week. And the front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is a very special probiotic for your dog that won't take the hunt out of him, but will settle that overactivity in the blind, jumping and scratching at you, anxious because, well, he knows he's about to go run and find birds. Revolutionary. That's the right word for Calming Care. Learn more about it when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. We're going to go bass fishing today. We're going to pat some guys on the back for big bass fishing victories and big paychecks won. And we're going to find out how they caught their fish, too. Dustin Cannell is going to join us. Dustin fishes the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour and the championship, the big boy for Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour, is their Red Crest event. That was last week on Lake Eufaula, Alabama. Dustin's going to talk to us about it on the show today. Move it from Lake Eufaula, Alabama to Chattanooga, Tennessee and the Tennessee River. That's where Jeff Gustafson, Gussie, pulled off some Canadian smallmouth magic and won that Bassmaster Elite event there last weekend. Get this, the largemouth bass in that stretch of the Tennessee River have to be 14 inches long to be considered a legal keeper. You can take it to the weigh-in. But a legal smallmouth at the weigh-in's got to be considerably bigger, 18 inches. And that was Gussie's target. And it paid off. Pretty cool. We'll talk to him about it. And there is a new guy on the Bassmaster Elites that I think you're really going to like. He won on the St. John's River a couple of weeks ago. His name is Brian New. He's a great guy. And he cut his teeth in the back of the boat, fishing as a co-angler with folks like Brian Thrift. It's that time on the back of the boat that made him a better angler on the front of the boat. We can learn a lot from him. We'll talk to him about it today, right here on DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I picked up the story from WSNV-TV down in Florida. Mike Kimmel is a trapper, a snake hunter, a conservationist, and his specialty is capturing invasive species in South Florida's swamps, including monitors, iguanas, and those giant pythons. And he does it with dogs, much like you and I would hunt birds with a bird dog. His dogs are trained to sniff out the snakes and lead him to them. Fortunately for us, Mike takes the time to strap cameras on the dogs and himself. When he goes crawling through that thick swamp on his hands and knees and hand grabs those pythons to drag them out. No, it's not something I want to do, but it is fun to watch. And I've got the video up for you at KinderOutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten, KinderOutdoors.com. Pretty active week on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. And it starts with my buddy Dave Fulson. Dave is one of the hosts on DSC's Tracks Across Africa TV. He jumped on an opportunity to go chase after those legendary South Texas free-range white-tailed deer back in January, LaSalle County, and boy, did it pay off. Free-range, low-fence, net 177 Boone and Crockett inches. Beautiful dark horns or antlers for you purists. And he's on that bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com, grinning. He's happy, and it's a giant deer. Move it from South Texas to New Mexico, Elephant Butte Lake. That's where 13-year-old Alonso Ordaz caught and released a 55-pound blue cat he was fishing with cut shad. Good for you, young man. Take your picture and turn her loose. Let her go produce future generations for us all. Megan Keith was fishing out of Freeport, Texas, January 13th, when she hooked a gorgeous 16-pound, 12-ounce red snapper. She's on the bragging board, and so is Tariq Ziad, a 10-pound, 14-ounce roving coral grouper. Now, why is that a big deal? Because it set the new IGFA all-tackle record for the species and added a new species to the IGFA all-tackle record list. By the way, Tariq was fishing the Red Sea. That's in your Bible. It goes way back. Fishing out of Elguna, Egypt. The big grouper hit a vertical jig that he was working. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Aniki Vicky Kapu, 28 years old, banned from hunting in Colorado and 47 other states for the rest of his life. Poacher. Illegally killed 12 deer, 2 turkeys, and a bighorn ram spread across 3 counties. As part of his plea agreement, Kapu was fined $4,600, sentenced to 6 months in jail, and permanently suspended from obtaining a hunting license. Did you know that Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic, will build a strong GI system in your puppies for life? Yes, and it'll make the transition from mother's milk to dry dog food a whole lot easier. Fortiflora.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, and ties that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com.
This is Woody. Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Speaking of Dallas Safari Club regional clubs and banquets, there's one today. Actually, it closes today. It is another virtual auction online, but some really cool stuff here. And once again, the bidding on these items ends today, Saturday. DSC's newest chapter, the Great Lakes Regional Chapter of Dallas Safari Club, based in Michigan and proudly serving the Great Lakes states of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Just come see me at KenderOutdoors.com, click on the link, and you're going to have an opportunity to bid on a two-day mule deer hunt in Montana for a youth hunter, $2,000 value. How about a six-day fishing trip in Alaska? Oh! A three-day owdad or black buck hunt for one hunter in West Texas. Wolf hunting in Alaska. Moose in Newfoundland. And for you turkey hunters, here we go. That tough-to-get Mexican oscillated turkey. There's a lot of stuff to bid on, and the link is at KenderOutdoors.com. Check it out. Speaking of the Great Lakes states and the great state of Wisconsin, that's where we're going now on that Kender Outdoors trot line to visit with Gussie. He is a Bassmaster Elite angler. He is the latest Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Jeff Gustafson. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you with us, Gussie.
Yeah, likewise. I guess I had to win a tournament to get back on, but no, thanks for having me.
Well, you know very well when you win those big blue trophies, the incoming calls pick up.
I have over 1,000 text messages on my phone right now, and they're from the last couple of days. It's one of those things, like, you start opening them, and I appreciate all of them, but it's just very consuming, and I gotta wait till I get home and I can deal with everything. So if there's anybody out there that's, they haven't heard back from me yet, they will. But it's going to be when I get home and get caught up again. But yeah, it was a pretty awesome weekend, and just for me, I live for this stuff and have been doing, you know, fishing tournaments a long time, and that's the, you know, I guess the classic would be the real holy grail. But it was a dream come true for me, and I'm pretty proud of everything that happened.
Yeah, and you should be. Very interesting for folks that don't know. The elites were on the Tennessee River, and in this portion of the river, there are not only largemouth, but a good number of very healthy smallmouth, too. And a legal largemouth was only 14 inches, I believe. Wasn't that right, Jeff, 14?
Yeah, 14 for largemouth and 18 for smallmouth. So it was, I don't think, like myself and most of the anglers, I don't think anybody really showed up there expecting to target smallmouths just because of that. And I had such a tough practice trying to catch largemouths that I found this area and caught a couple of smallmouths, not even big ones, in practice, but I just figured I'd give it a try. Maybe I'll get lucky and catch a keeper. And it ended up being the best spot on the lake, and it was a gold mine, and I was really lucky.
Yeah, and from the point where you launched your boat to the point where you could actually fish was a 35-mile boat ride, which took precious time on that final morning because there was a fog delay, and you had primarily been catching your fish, better fish,
yeah.
and the better fishing was the first couple of hours of the day. Were you a little spooky on that ride up that day?
Yeah, it was, all through the weekend, I was pretty calm. I knew what I needed to do, and I was pretty confident, you know, that I would be able to keep getting it done. And, just the first day was the biggest question mark. And then after that went so well, I realized there's a lot more fish there than I thought. And I wasn't going to have to leave, you know. I was going to spend all my time there, and it really worked out, and it's crazy. Yeah, I you could have signed me up for 50th place in this one on Wednesday night before the tournament started, and then ended up being the best tournament of my life. So yeah, pretty crazy.
Let it wire to wire. Let's talk about that magical spot where the majority of your fish came from. It was deeper water, and what made that spot so attractive to these big smallies you were catching?
So yeah, there was a canal between two sections of the river, and quite a bit of current going through it. And I think it had all the ingredients. There was some moving water, there was a lot of bait, and there was a lot of rock on the bottom where the fish could kind of hide out of the current and just wait for shad or my baits to float by. And, I got lucky and kind of figured that out. And, it was crazy kind of how it all came together. I caught all my fish on a 4-inch Z-Man jerk shad on a 3/8 ounce, the jig's called a smeltinator jig that a friend of mine makes at home, Lake of the Woods. And, I was kind of trying to hang the jig and minnow about a foot or two off the bottom and just kind of let it, you know, glide over some of these rocks and then drop it down into the holes. And that, and, you know, being able to watch the bait on my depth finder on the 2D on the front, that was critical. Otherwise you'd end up snagged or your bait would be, you know, who knows where it would be in the water column. You know, you had to keep your eye on it. And, I never marked any fish throughout the whole event, just like driving around or scanning around. But I marked just about everyone that bit my bait when they would come off the bottom and bite. And it was kind of neat how it all worked out. And I was really lucky. It was a technique that we use a lot up at home on Lake of the Woods. And it was pretty cool how it all went down.
I have spent a little time in Minnesota and South Dakota and places like that fishing for walleye. And, Jeff, you were walleye fishing. That's a technique that we've used up there to catch walleye before.
Yeah, I could have just been on the Rainy River walleye fishing for sure. Yeah, no, it was, I caught hundreds of walleyes doing that as well. And I know Zona mentioned it on the live show yesterday. Someone said that it's like ice fishing. And, the hours and years I've spent looking at a flasher while I'm ice fishing, and just watching your bait and how fish react to it. I mean, it was just it all kind of came together, and it was just, you know, something that was comfortable for me. And, it was pretty, pretty awesome. I certainly didn't go there expecting to fish that way. It just kind of developed. I only had like 6 or 7 of the jigs I used, and by the end of the, you know, when I was done fishing, they were all the jigs I had were beat up and bent and just worn out, you know. It was I couldn't have scripted what happened. It was crazy.
crazy in your favor. Jeff Gustafson, Gussie, the latest winner, hoisting the big blue trophy last weekend at that Bassmaster Elite on the Tennessee River. We're going to talk to him a little more after I come back from the coffee pot. And coming up later this hour, Dustin Connell. He is your Red Crest champion from Major League Fishing. That is their Super Bowl. That's their big one, their championship. And Dustin won it last week on Lake Eufaula, Alabama. Calming Care. Boy, if you've got a dog that just tears up the furniture, rips up the carpet, barks all the time, won't leave guests alone when they come over, this very safely and gently, over time, settles that overactive dog. Calming Care from Purina. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall, the Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Owyhee. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big tom turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
You know what is literally a dream come true? Well, it's a beautiful hill country ranch with world-class hunting, fishing, dining, and lodging, but none of the upkeep, maintenance, day-to-day work that goes along with it. You just enjoy the splendor. That is a reality when you purchase a membership at Joshua Creek Ranch. Enjoy the luxury lodging, the gourmet dining, the premier event facilities, the hot tub, the pool, the Guadalupe River and spring-fed Joshua Creek Ranch, the wing shooting, the axis hunting, turkeys and whitetails, and more and more and more. And then somebody else cleans up the mess. Learn more about memberships at Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. Welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Glad you're here. Before we slipped over to the coffee pot, we were visiting with Bassmaster Elite Angler and most recent champion, Jeff Gustafson, Gussie. And Jeff is a resident of Canada. Welcome back, Jeff. Thanks for hanging on. You know, if you live right in the heart of the Bassmaster Elite Series Trail, it's still a grind. It's still very, very tough week to week and month to month to make it to these tournaments that are spread out literally all across the United States. The logistics alone would beat you up, let alone sponsor duties, practice fishing. Oh, yeah, and then we have to fish in the tournament. But you don't live in the heart of the Bassmaster Elite Series Trail, Jeff. You are a resident of Canada, which throws a whole new monkey wrench in the middle of this. Explain to me how you make this work.
So right now, I'm heading home. I'm driving through Wisconsin. I'm back into winter. There's a little bit of snow on the ground. It's nothing like what I'm going to see here in a few hours. But yeah, it's that part of it, you know, the travel and time away from home. I mean, I've been gone for like 5 weeks, you know, for this first sort of stretch of the season. I went down to Florida a little bit early just to get warmed up and break my boat in and just get fishing again, you know, after being off for a few months. So, that part of it's not glamorous. You know, I certainly am grateful every day for what I get to do and that I get to fish the Elite Series. But yeah, it's, you know, in a normal year, I often leave my boat truck down south, you know, in Birmingham or Atlanta or Nashville, somewhere sort of central, and fly home in between some of the tournaments. And, just with COVID and all the rules around the border and everything. I'm just consider myself lucky that I'm allowed to cross because it's my job. And, this isn't convenient for anybody, and hopefully this mess will just be over soon, you know. I think we're all on the same page there. I'm like about 22 hours from Knoxville to home, so it's a big project, and I'm probably about two-thirds of the way home now, so I'm getting there. I'm getting close.
And then you throw this monkey wrench right in the middle of that. Every time you go across that border, you have to have a current, up-to-date, negative test for COVID. How in the world do you do that?
So, yeah, I mean, just more, you know, a little bit more stress add to everything. And that's a new thing. I didn't have to do that last year, but we would... You know, the first couple times I came home, we had a mandatory quarantine. So basically, I'd go home and have to sit in home for 2 weeks after I got back. But this is a new thing. So they're just, you know, I guess just trying to do whatever they can do to keep COVID from spreading, and hopefully everything, you know, goes smoothly with that. But yeah, I guess, you know, for me, it's just, I guess I gotta do whatever I gotta do to maintain being able to fish, and you know, obviously, it set me up pretty good for the rest of the year this weekend, and you know, yeah, made a kid from Canada, his dreams come true, and you know, what else can I say?
Hey, when you and some of your fellow Canadians first came to the Elite Series a couple of years ago, I called Mark Zona and I said, these guys have messed up. They should have never let these guys in because, hey, they're about to rock the boat a little, and you guys certainly are. Jeff, I've got one more question before I let you go. What is going on with John Cox's hair? Can you explain that one to me?
I'm jealous because I have just about no hair left, so I'm not gonna chirp him about his hair, but John Cox is, you know, one of the like greatest people that I've met in you know, just all the years of fishing tournaments, and you know, I've made a lot of really good friends over the years fishing, and but Cox is one of my favorite guys, and he marches to his own drum, and it's cool, and you know, yeah, he has a nice head of hair on him, so I guess good for him. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, good for him. Hey, thanks for talking with us on the show today. Greatly appreciate it, Jeff. And again, congratulations on a big blue trophy.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. Have a good day.
Jeff Gustafson on his way back to his home in Canada after winning the Bassmaster Elite on the Tennessee River out of Knoxville, Tennessee last weekend. Steve Kennedy from Auburn, Alabama finished second. John Cox, we were just talking about that beautiful chartreuse hair that he's sporting now. He finished third from DeBary, Florida. Out of Salisbury, North Carolina, Brandon Card was fourth, and rounding out the top five, here's a familiar name from Park Hill, Oklahoma, Jason Christie. You think bird season's over? Nope. Beretta and Orvis both say that Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country is one of the finest upland bird hunting experiences that you will ever have an opportunity to spend time with. Book your trip. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. My favorite time to crappie fish, and a great time to get started if you're not a crappie fisherman, is springtime. They come up shallow to spawn, and that's when they're in your wheelhouse. My buddy, Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall, explains how to do it and what you need to get her done.
Well, I'll tell you, in my arsenal, Billy, I've got one rod in the springtime. Well, maybe two if I want a little further reach. I've got a 9-foot Wally Marshall Signature Series rod, and I've got a 10-foot Wally Marshall Signature Series rod, and I'm using this rod in my hand, vertical jigging up in the brush. Get you some Crappie Thunders by Strike King. Get you some Jokers. Get you some Lead Heads. some 8-pound test line, maybe some 10-pound test line of Mr. Crappie, you know, and just vertical jig around visual structure back in the coves. Especially if you're a new angler and you don't know where to go or what to do, believe me, I've walked in on many a lake in the state of Texas, not even owning a boat, and catch limits of crappie. Taking that 10-foot rod or that 9-foot rod, putting it back in that cattails and catching those crappie in 2 foot of water. If you don't mind a little bit of cold water on your legs, you don't need any waders, but I'd get a pair.
Trust me, after you catch those first couple and you kind of get the hang of it, you're going to forget that that water is 65 degrees. Let's go get a cup of coffee and then we'll talk to Dustin Connell, Major League Fishing's world champion.
Hey, everybody, it's Colorado Buck. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, where in the world did he go?
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters.
lightweight and durable, completely assembled fiberglass inside and out with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Red Crest, that is the world championship for major league fishing each year. It was held last week on Lake Eufaula, Alabama. Dustin Connell won that big red trophy and the 300 grand that goes with it. Dustin, are you still grinning?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know that I've ever seen a bigger, better smile in my life. This was a big deal for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. It's really, I know it sounds cliche, but it is a dream come true for me. You know, it just happens when you least expect it.
Yeah, and the dominoes just kind of, they fell right for you, but this wasn't a luck deal because you had to work to do it, because it's not like you went out with a 6-inch plastic worm on day one and then fished that same way 5 days in a row. You had to work.
Yeah, you know, the conditions are always changing. You know, fishing is one of those sports where clouds roll in or the wind may start, the rain may start, and it changes. You know, the tournament changed day by day. And, you know, you go into one of these tournaments knowing that, but it's so easy to go to your strengths and just stick with them and not change. But I knew a lot was changing, and I had to change with it, so I'm sure glad I did.
Talk us just briefly, day by day, how you caught your fish.
You know, it was one of those deals where the weather was warming. I kept that in mind, so I fished shallow, and it came to a point where, like, the first day of the tournament, I caught a couple in, like, 8 to 12 feet on a spinnerbait, and then that kind of sizzled out, so then it's almost like a process of elimination. I went and I swam a jig shallow, just around any kind of bank grass. I caught a couple doing that. It was very slow. As the week progressed, the water was clearing. I then said, all right, well, I can't catch them shallow. They're not up there yet. So then I go back out deep. The water had cleared. So I made a really big change from a spinnerbait and a jig to a jerkbait. And I ended up catching them the third day on a jerkbait. And then the championship day, that was my main deal, throwing a jerkbait around brush.
Wow. Yeah, what a week you had. Because of a horrible freeze here in Texas and just shutting everything down, Major League Fishing made a wise call and moved the Red Crest event from Lake Palestine, Texas, to Lake Eufaula, Alabama. And that kind of played in your favor, right? That's more in your neighborhood.
Yes, I live 2 hours from Eufaula, and I have fished there a pretty decent amount. You know, I live here on the Coosa River, and I'm always going fishing here. And you know, a two-hour drive, I didn't even have to type it in on my GPS. I knew where we were going. I know how to get there. I fished there. But like I said, you know, I fished this tournament trying to forget about the past. You know, we all want to run back to where we got a bite before. And it was a really big deal. When I heard we were going to Eufaula, I was like, all right, here we go. So it's almost a little more pressure built up on you because you know where you're going.
Yeah, it's Major League Fishing, so it's going to be a nervous breakdown no matter what.
Absolutely.
You guys, I watch you on television and I get nervous. I can only imagine what it's like on the bow of that boat with that clock ticking and you need a pound and a half.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals. You're out there fishing and there's so much that goes into tournament fishing, of course. You know, you're out there trying to play the fish and understand what they're doing and stay focused, and then when you got score tracker dinging off behind you and you got the clock ticking and especially when you were fishing for a big title such as the Red Crest, you know, this is the tournament that we all shoot for. You know, you got to qualify to make it, and then, you know, it's a long, grueling week, and then the weights are zeroed after every day, so it's like a brand new start. So the pressure is sure high, I know that.
Yep, absolutely, and you handle that pressure well, and Red Crest champion, just congratulations again. That's awesome. Hey, who first told you, hey, fishing's pretty cool, we're going to go do this, you ought to try this? Was it your dad?
That would be my brother James. You know, we started fishing around the house when I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old. I fished my first bass tournament when I was 12. I'm 30 now. And, you know, looking back, it's like, gosh, you know, majority of stuff I learned was from ponds around my house, and there's a little creek that flows beside my house. And I caught fish. I go fish. I think I've caught the same fish in that creek 10 times when I was younger. And then, you know, you move to lakes and rivers, and you finally get a boat, and it's just been a long journey from there. But, gosh, it's a wild ride. I know that.
It is. But the ride now is a whole lot better than it was 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We have so much, you know, young guys can learn so much and have an opportunity to fish in school. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy, man. You know, I went to Alabama and I fished in college. Now, they didn't have high school fishing teams while I was there, but I went to college. I fished at Alabama and was on the college fishing team. I learned a lot there, learned a lot about sponsorships, and the main thing was just traveling, fishing different bodies of water, and now I apply that, you know, everywhere I go. So traveling and, like, the avenues out there for these younger guys is so good. You know, you can get on YouTube right now and you can figure out anything you want on there. You know, type in any technique and you can learn it right there. You don't have to go and wonder what size line and what rod and all that. You got a lot of avenues to help learn, and I learn still every time I go.
You can't, by the way, when you were at Alabama, did Saban ever come knock on your door and say, man, we sure need a wideout or maybe a defensive end, Dustin? Can you help us out this weekend? Did he ever do that?
He never did. I'm glad he didn't, because I'm not a big guy, and those guys are unreal. But I was fortunate when I got there. I was there for 4 years, and I think that I was there for 3 national championships. So it was a good time.
Yeah, I guess it was. I played at TCU, and I think our last national championship was 1930-something, but when we weren't practicing football, I would go down to the Trinity River and fish with my buddy Robert Hoot. So I got my fishing in college as well. Well, Dustin, congratulations, man. I'm just tickled to death that it was you, that you won this thing and put it all together. I know how difficult, how tough that is. And you can't do this without some great family and great sponsors behind you. I know Favorite Fishing has come out on strong the past couple of years. Anybody else you want to tip your hat to?
You know, especially my family, my wife, you know, my brother, of course, and, you know, all the guys, all the people that really support you. You know, it's one thing whenever you win a tournament to have a lot of people behind you, but during the losses too, because the reality of it, you're going to lose more in this sport than you are going to win. So when you're down and out and all that, there's still people behind you being positive, and positivity goes a long way. So that, as well as all my other sponsors, Guggen Baits, Triton Boats, Real Tree Fishing, Mercury, Powerpole, all these guys, and I said this that same day that I won, but it sounds cliche, but, you know, I wouldn't have the means and the backing to get out here and travel and do this without them. So they're really great companies to work with.
Good deal. Dustin, a pleasure talking to you. More fun to watch you fish. Can't wait to see you do it again, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Dustin Cannell, Red Crest champion from Major League Fishing. I was talking to a guy up in Pennsylvania the other day. He's a fly fisherman, and he wanted to know about Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. He said, Billy, you're always talking about this place. It must be magnificent. And I said, yes, it is. Load up your fly rods and head for the Hill Country. It's easier to do than ever now with memberships you can belong and be a part of Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Smells like the biscuits are ready. Let's stretch our legs and grab one.
Campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, you boys, get back in here off the porch. We have more chores to do around this old camp house today. At DSC's Kinder Outdoors, glad you're here. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. I have invited my friend and pro dog trainer, Carl Gunzer, to join me. And he's going to do that in the next week or two. To talk about ProPlan Performance Formula, 30% protein and 20% fat. That's a hot fuel, but you need to feed it year-round. Just cut back on the amount you feed in the hot summertime. He'll explain the nutritional benefits of that when we visit with him. In the meantime, go pick up a bag at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Purina ProPlan Performance Formula. Hey, if you want to plan a bass fishing trip and you want to catch giants, Texas is on fire right now. Despite record cold temperature and an unprecedented winter storm, February was one of the biggest big bass months in Texas bass fishing history. O.H. Ivy. Don't forget that lake. O.H. Ivy, land of giants. Listen to this, just from February 20 through February 28, last Sunday, 1 week, anglers reeled in 8 Texas bass that weighed 13 pounds or more. 6 of those came from O.H. Ivy, 1 from Conroe down north of Houston, 1 from Lake Travis near Austin. So far during this Texas sharelunker season, there have been 12 13-pound or larger legacy class Texas sharelunkers. Joe McKay kicked off the big week. He's from Bussey, Iowa. He was fishing O.H. Ivy on Friday, February 20th, and caught a, kidding me, 16.4-pound largemouth bass, new lake record, and the 16th largest largemouth bass ever caught in Texas. And get this, he had caught a couple of 12-pounders earlier in the day. 2 12s and a 16. Oh, my word. Then it was Josh Jones of Sapula, Oklahoma. He kept it rolling at O.H. Ivy with a 13.2. That was on Sunday, February 22nd. He's been coming down here to fish Texas for several years, but this was his first ever visit to O.H. Ivy. I bet it won't be his last, though, because in addition to his 13.2, he caught a 10.5 that day as well. Oh, and his story wasn't finished there. He caught a 15.42 legacy class Texas sharelunkers in the same day. How about angler Donald Burks of Weatherford, Texas? Yep, he got in on the O.H. Ivy action with a 13.4. Once he had that fish secured by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department biologist for the sharelunker breeding program, he went fishing again. And about 20 minutes later, his son Brandon caught a 12.4. When I said Texas is on fire, I meant it, and especially O.H. Ivy, but we're not done yet. Brett Cannon, Willis, Texas. He was fishing Choke Canyon, and it was pretty slow, but his buddy, Joe McKay, who caught that 16.4, decided they'd go give O.H. Ivy a shot. Persistence paid off for Brett Cannon when he latched into that 14.4 legacy lunker. Casey Sobzak from The Woodlands, Texas, reeled in a 14.2 at OH Ivy. And on that same day, Zach Kennard caught a 7.47 smallmouth, new lake record. Lake Conroe jumped into the mix last Friday when Scott Stevens landed a 14.25. He was fishing the Cabela's Big Bass Tour tournament, and that fish led him to the victory. Trace Jansen of Buda, Texas, wrapped up the month of February with a huge catch at Lake Travis near Austin, 15.32, 28 inches long, broke the lake record from 1993. That's a ton of giant fish in basically an eight-day window. Drop what you're doing, quit your job, and get to Texas. Those folks at OH Ivy must be feeding Purina Pro Plan off the docks or something. Healthy fish. Pick up the Pro Plan, no matter the formula. There's a formula for your dog, for a puppy or a senior citizen or a juvenile. For an active dog or a couch potato, there's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas. You might want to get in on this deal. It's for both residents and non-residents. In 2019, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, I love her, and the Game Fish and Parks Department created the Hunt for Habitat Super Tag. Three winners will receive one any elk, one any deer, and one any antelope license. Yep, all three. A separate raffle winner will receive a Custer State Park Trophy Buffalo license. About that.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Washsoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Kinder's Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center.
And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose. Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder, and this is DSC's Kinder Outdoors, heard across the U.S. and Canada, coast to coast and border to border, each and every week. If you have a product or service that outdoors men and women need to know about, then, hey, you might consider advertising with us at Kinder Outdoors. We reach a vast and very targeted audience every week. You'll find Audra Staten's contact info at kinderoutdoors.com. She can help you with that. Hey, I want you guys to meet this fella. He's from North Carolina, and this is his first year. He's a rookie on the Bassmaster Elite Series. If you watch the Bassmaster Elite Series recorded broadcast, not the live broadcast, but the recorded broadcast, I believe it comes on Sunday mornings on the Outdoor Channel or Sportsman or one of them, and you were watching this past weekend, you saw a guy down on the St. John's River from a couple of weeks ago, Brian New. Brian won that tournament, and I want to welcome you to the show now, Brian. Thank you for being here with us. I was watching you this past weekend on TV, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone having more fun catching big green bass. You were just having a ball.
Oh, man, thank you. That was it was fun. Growing up, you know, that's what it's all about, is having fun. And don't get me wrong, like, it's still about having fun now, but, you know, it's really about providing a living for my family. But I get to have fun doing that sometimes. A lot, preferably all the time, but it's not always fun. But it was fun that week, I can promise you that.
Yeah, it was fun watching you. You were on the St. John's River, where Rick Klun has made some great history through the years, and a lot of other guys. It's a pretty historic spot when it comes to bass fishing, and you were throwing your bug up in the lily pads and just hauling giants out of there, and I got a big kick out of you. On, I believe, the final morning of the tournament, you said, you know, I don't like this spot. I don't have a good vibe. I'm about to leave. And that, well, the words weren't out of your mouth, Brian, and you flipped your bug up in there one more time, and kaboom, 5.5.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's crazy how things work out in life. And, you know, I've said this over and over on, you know, throughout the years, but like fishing is just like life. Like you work hard, you dedicate your life to it, you constantly learn, constantly research, and you know, that's how you be successful. And it's not only that, like things are always changing. Everyday life, you know, you wake up in the morning, you've got a plan how the day's going to go, and it never goes that way. And you've got to roll with the punches and adapt to, you know, whatever the situation may be. And you know, it's the same way with fishing. And then sometimes you say, man, I don't like this. You know, this ain't working. I got to do something different. And then all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and says, wait, maybe it is working. And I just got to give it a little bit more time.
Don't overthink this. Goodness. Well, if anyone was ever destined to be, if the good Lord ever put someone on the earth for the purpose of being a bass fisherman, I suppose it's you, because it came directly from your preacher back when you were just a kid. He introduced you to a fella at church that loved to bass fish, and that kind heart put you on the back of his bass tracker and took you fishing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that what you just said is 100% the truth. Like, I truly believe, you know, everything that has happened in my life has been because of that. And I don't talk about this a ton, probably not as much as I should, but, like, I truly believe that, you know, you're given talents and you're given things in your life, every one of us are guilty of it. You know, you want to succeed for yourself. You want to do good for yourself. But at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about serving the Lord and using your talent and your ability and your blessings to give back and help others and lead others, you know, to the Lord and to a better life. And that's absolutely how everything in my life has went. Like, you know, I grew up living on Lake Wiley. We fished, me and my brothers, we fished off our dock growing up. Like, that was what we did. We'd go fishing for whatever we'd like, and we would go play in the woods, and then we'd do a lot of other stupid stuff and get in trouble. And then, my preacher introduced me to Curtis Hildebrand, and that, you know, that kind of started me fishing more or bass fishing. And not only that, like, there was a tackle store right up the street from my house, maybe a mile. And back then the world wasn't nearly as crazy as it is nowadays. So it was all right for a 6-7-year-old kid to walk a mile up the road, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, something crazy happening. But, so I would walk up to the tackle store and I would hang out and, you know, play with tackle and met a lot of people, got a lot of great friends still to this day, you know, that I met there. And it was just one thing after the other. Like, God put so many people in my life, not only to make me a better person and help me learn from my mistakes, but dude, like, the people that I've been around and learned from and mentored from are the best anglers ever in history. And a lot of them don't even, like, are local guys that, you know, the mass public doesn't even know about. Like Roger Pope, he's a really good local around here. Like, Roger is actually the first person that I ever, like, who was extremely talented that I started learning from. And then, like, Matt Airy and Brian Thrift. And you know, the list goes on and on. Todd Alton, Chris Bumgarner, so many guys. Like, I could go on and on for, you know, hours telling you the people. But everything has took place in my life to come to this day. And you know, of course, yes, like I said, I do want to win. I do want to be successful for myself. But I do try, not as hard as I should. But I do try to use those blessings to help others and give back.
You're an awesome dude. I'm enjoying my visit, and we're going to do it more when I come back from the coffee pot. Brian New, one of the most successful co-anglers in tournament history. We're going to talk to him about how to be good from the back of the boat when we come back. Right now, let's swing it up to Northfield, Minnesota. My buddy Tom Dockin, he's a Purina Pro Plan man with some really good advice about veterinarians.
Whether you think of it or not, if you have a sporting breed, at some point in time, you most likely are going to have an emergency on your hands. That's one of the reasons why a veterinarian that really understands your needs is going to be important to you. Now, one thing I want to point out, these problems never happen at the best part of the day, or they normally happen on a Sunday. Here's what I want you to think about. Do you have a veterinarian lined up that has a 24-hour emergency service? Now, I'm saying I want you to be able to see the veterinarian when you've got an emergency that is your normal vet. I really don't want to take my dog to an emergency clinic where they don't know me or know my dog. So when things get tough, is your veterinarian going to be there for you? Keep this in mind when you choose your veterinarian, and you're going to have a dog that's going to be happy and healthy, and you're going to have peace of mind as you get into a critical situation.
Hi, this is Steve Remspecker with ProPlan, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to Camp with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot a round of sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
Hey, a big Kinder Outdoors way to go. Congratulations, and go get them to the 150 college bass fishing teams on Grand Lake, Oklahoma this weekend for the 2021 National Championship sponsored by Major League Fishing. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by one of my favorite places. I talk about them all the time, Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, one of the few places on planet Earth where you can hunt low-fence, free-range, world-class axis deer. Listen, I was just down there about a month ago, month and a half, killed a really nice axis deer, saw hundreds and hundreds of axis deer. It's one of the biggest free-range herds on planet Earth, literally. And let me tell you something, that axis deer tenderloin with a little Bernays sauce, you're not going to beat it. Book your axis hunt for the summer. They are an exotic species in Texas, meaning you can hunt them 365 days a year. Yeah, get a great deer hunt right in the middle of summer. Learn more about the axis deer at Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Bassmaster Elite Series angler Brian New, who won down on the St. Johns River, Florida, just a couple of weeks back, has been kind enough to hang on and talk to us a little bit more. And I really appreciate that, Brian, because I want to talk to you about co-angling. No one, I guess, has had more success than you out of the back of the boat. Just phenomenal success as a co-angler, making the top 10 cut 42 times. Winner of the co-angler side of things in the 2014 Forest Wood Cup, finishing fifth, fourth, and second the other 3 years that he competed in the Cup as a co-angler. Just great success. Help us become better out of the back of the boat. Talk to us, Brian.
Really, like, so to me, as a mass, like, there's a few kind of co-anglers. Like, one, you know, a guy signs up and fishes a co-angler to learn. Two, he maybe just wants to, you know, be in the boat with you know, a professional angler, which is cool. And then for me, it was about learning, but also it was about trying to make a living, honestly.
honestly, and that sounds crazy, don't get me wrong, because, like, it was really hard to make a living. And, but fortunately, I was able to. You know, I made a lot of money fishing as a co-angler. And, you know, it's a different approach. It's almost a different sport. It actually truly is a different sport because, there's decisions that you have to make as a co-angler that are different than decisions you would make if you were in front of the boat. And also there's decisions that you're not able to make that you would be if you were in front of the boat. And I just, you know, I learned a lot. I learned more, you know, in practice with drift and than I did, you know, on the water with other guys, because honestly, like when I got on the water and was actually in the tournament, you know, I was focusing on what I needed to do, my job at hand. I wasn't focusing on what the other guy was doing. And, you know, it just worked out. It was good. I did that for several years and had a lot of success. And, you know, to me, it was obviously the ultimate goal, you know, starting at a very young age was to be a professional fisherman one day. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. So I had to make enough money on the lowest level to step up to the next level. And then I make enough money there to step up to the next. And I kept going, you know, like that. And I was learning along the way and, you know, putting back money along the way as well. You know, fortunately enough to, I did well enough to be able to put money back and you know, get ready for the next step.
I started
fishing BFLs when I was 16. So that was 2006, as a co-angler. And here it is, it's 21. And, so that's what, 15 years. So it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it took me, and now don't get me wrong. Like, I know that's really not that long of a time to go from the bottom to the top, you know, on a level like that. But it's still like it didn't happen overnight. And I think that's one thing that, you know, a lot of people, you know, feel like can happen. And don't get me wrong, it can happen. But that's the thing. Like, if you have a dream in life and you dedicate yourself to it and keep working and constantly learning, and when you get knocked down, you learn from getting knocked down and you get right back up and you adjust, you know what you need to do different, then you will eventually succeed at whatever your goal is.
You know, one of the coolest things that I've heard you say about fishing out of the back of the boat as a co-angler is to respect that angler in front of you. Don't intercept their homework. Don't fish the same stuff they're fishing. It forces you to become a better angler, which is exactly what you were saying, because you've got to, you know, if you're in the front of the boat, you're going to pick the low hanging fruit. You're going to throw to that log, that rock, you know, that whatever, up ahead of you, objective. And so if you don't want to fish leftovers, you got to figure out how to catch fish in the not so obvious spots. And you figured that out as well as anybody. I want to talk to you real quick before I let you go, Brian. What a pleasure to talk to you, by the way. I'm really enjoying our visit. You're headed to Texas in June for the Bassmaster Classic, dude. You're fishing in the Classic.
That's pretty cool. Like, you know, I am fishing the Elite Series. Yeah, I won my first one. And, you know, when I got to that tournament, when I qualified, yeah, it was just an awesome, you know, feeling. But at the end of the day, like, you know, when I'm out there on the water, I know it's just another tournament. It doesn't matter who I'm fishing against. I still got to do my job. But whenever you say that Brian New is fishing the Bassmaster Classic, I've done a lot of great things in my life, and nothing is really fake. Gave me that little anyway, I don't know. There's just saying that Brian New is fishing the Bassmaster Classic is a feeling that you can't describe. I don't know how. Don't get me wrong. Now I don't want to just show up and you know, be there. I want to let everybody know that I'm there. I want to win, but just knowing that I am going there is pretty cool. I mean, like, yeah, there's been a lot of people fish it over the years since it started, but in reality, there's really not. I don't know how many guys, you know, I don't know what the number is. I'm sure it's several hundred, but I would say it's well less than 1,000. And that's in the entire world history.
Yeah.
That's a big accomplishment.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's right up the road from me up on Lakeway Roberts, and you're going to have a ball, and you're going to catch a bunch of big green bass, Brian. And you've got a bunch of new fans now, too. We can't wait to watch your career continue to unfold, and sure do appreciate the time today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on, and maybe we can do it again real soon.
I'm John with the Buckhorn Ranch in the beautiful Arbuckle Mountains of southern Oklahoma. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it on Big Billy Kindred Outdoors.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
Nastra.
This was the very idea of Nastra's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nastra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nastra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nastra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nastra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC, the hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot, and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country welcomes you to get out in the country a little while. They're selling memberships down there, different levels. It's a chance for you to be a part of the ranch without mending fence or washing dishes. You just enjoy the place. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch memberships when you visit me at KinderOutdoors.com. Alabama's Dustin Connell won the Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship last week. We talked about it with him an hour ago. And just in case you missed it,
I don't know that I've ever seen a bigger, better smile in my life. This was a big deal for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. It's really, I know it sounds cliche, but it is a dream come true for me. You know, it just happens when you least expect it.
Yeah, and the dominoes just kind of, they fell right for you, but this wasn't a luck deal, because you had to work to do it, because it's not like you went out with a 6-inch plastic worm on day one and then fished that same way 5 days in a row. You had to work.
Yeah, you know, the conditions are always changing. You know, fishing is one of those sports where clouds roll in, or the wind may start, the rain may start, and it changed, you know, the tournament changed day by day. And, you know, you go into one of these tournaments knowing that, but it's so easy to go to your strengths and just stick with them and not change. But I knew a lot was changing, and I had to change with it, so I'm sure glad I did.
Talk us just briefly day by day how you caught your fish.
You know, it was one of those deals where the weather was warming. I kept that in mind, so I fished shallow, and it came to a point where, like, the first day of the tournament, I caught a couple in, like, 8 to 12 feet on a spinnerbait, and then that kind of fizzled out, so then it's almost like a process of elimination. I went and I swam a jig shallow, just around any kind of bank grass. I caught a couple doing that. It was very slow. As the week progressed, the water was clearing. I then said, all right, well, I can't catch them shallow. They're not up there yet. So then I go back out deep. The water had cleared. So I made a really big change from a spinnerbait and a jig to a jerkbait. And I ended up catching them the third day on a jerkbait. And then the championship day, that was my main deal, throwing a jerkbait or a brush.
Wow. Yeah, what a week you had. Because of a horrible freeze here in Texas and just shutting everything down, Major League Fishing made a wise call and moved the Red Crest event from Lake Palestine, Texas, to Lake Eufaula, Alabama. And that kind of played in your favor, right? That's more in your neighborhood.
Yes, I live 2 hours from Eufaula, and I have fished there a pretty decent amount. You know, I live here on the Coosa River, and I'm always going fishing here. And you know, a 2-hour drive, I didn't even have to type it in on my GPS. I knew where we were going. I know how to get there. I fished there. But like I said, you know, I fished this tournament trying to forget about the past. You know, we all want to run back to where we got a bite before. And it was
a really big deal. When I heard we were going to U-Fall, I was like, all right, here we go. So it's almost a little more pressure built up on you because you know where you're going.
Yeah, it's Major League Fishing, so it's going to be a nervous breakdown no matter what.
Absolutely.
You guys, I watch you on television and I get nervous. I can only imagine what it's like on the bow of that boat with that clock ticking and you need a pound and a half.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals. You're out there fishing and there's so much that goes into tournament fishing, of course. You know, you're out there trying to play the fish and understand what they're doing and stay focused. And then when you got score tracker dinging off behind you and you got the clock, you know, clock ticking, and especially when you were fishing for a big title such as the Red Crest, you know, this is the tournament that we all shoot for. You know, you got to qualify to make it, and then, you know, it's a long, grueling week, and then the weights are zeroed after every day, so it's like a brand new start. So the pressure is sure high, I know that.
Yep, absolutely, and you handle that pressure well, and Red Crest champion, just congratulations again. That's awesome. Hey, who first told you, hey, fishing's pretty cool, we're going to go do this, you ought to try this? Was it your dad?
That would be my brother. James, you know, we started fishing around the house when I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old. I fished my first bass tournament when I was 12. I'm 30 now. And, you know, looking back, it's like, gosh, you know, majority of the stuff I learned was from ponds around my house. And there's a little creek that flows beside my house. And I caught fish. I go fish. I think I've caught the same fish in that creek 10 times when I was younger. And then, you know, you move to lakes and rivers and you finally get a boat. And it's just been a long journey from there. But, it's a wild ride. I know that.
It is. But the ride now is a whole lot better than it was 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We have so much, you know, young guys can learn so much and have an opportunity to fish in school. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy, man. You know, I went to Alabama and I fished in college. Now, they didn't have high school fishing teams while I was there, but I went to college. I fished at Alabama and was on the college fishing team. I learned a lot there, learned a lot about sponsorships, and the main thing was just traveling, fishing different bodies of water, and now I apply that, you know, everywhere I go. So traveling and, like, the avenues out there for these younger guys is so good. You know, you can get on YouTube right now and you can figure out anything you want on there. You know, type in any technique and you can learn it right there. You don't have to go and wonder what size line and what rod and all that. You got a lot of avenues to help learn, and I learn still every time I go.
You can't, by the way, when you were at Alabama, did Saban ever come knock on your door and say, man, we sure need a wide out or maybe a defensive end, Dustin, can you help us out this weekend? Did he ever do that?
He never did. I'm glad he didn't, because I'm not a big guy, and those guys are unreal. But I was fortunate when I got there. I was there for 4 years, and I think that I was there for 3 national championships. So it was a good time.
Yeah, I guess it was. I played at TCU, and I think our last national championship was 1930-something. But when we weren't practicing football, I would go down to the Trinity River and fish with my buddy Robert Hoot. So I got my fishing in college as well. Well, Dustin, congratulations, man. I'm just tickled to death that it was you, that you won this thing and put it all together. I know how difficult, how tough that is. And you can't do this without some great family and great sponsors behind you. I know Favorite Fishing has come out on strong the past couple of years. Anybody else you want to tip your hat to?
You know, especially my family, my wife, you know, my brother, of course, and you know, all the guys, all the people that really support you. You know, it's one thing whenever you win a tournament to have a lot of people behind you, but during the losses too, because the reality of it, you're going to lose more in this sport than you are going to win. So when you're down and out and all that, there's still people behind you being positive, and positivity goes a long way. So that, as well as all my other sponsors, Guggen Baits, Triton Boats, Real Tree Fishing, Mercury, Powerpole, all these guys, and I said this that same day that I won, but it sounds cliche, but, you know, I wouldn't have the means and the backing to get out here and travel and do this without them. So they're really great companies to work with.
Good deal. Dustin, a pleasure talking to you. More fun to watch you fish. Can't wait to see you do it again, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Major League Fishing's Red Crest champion, Dustin Connell. I want to thank my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch for bringing us this corner of the camphouse. They'd love to talk to you about going bird hunting with them this spring. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.